Hello, hello, hello. This is the Vanilla JavaScript Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Ferdinandi, and this is the very first episode, so thank you so much for joining me. This is a show about JavaScript for people who hate the complexity of modern front-end web development. I share code snippets, tools, techniques, and interesting stuff from around the web with a focus on framework-free JavaScript. But I also talk about things like CSS, HTML, web performance, accessibility, and more. Sometimes it will just be me talking about something I've been thinking about or working on. Other times I'll interview some cool people that I think you should hear from. No matter what the format, though, it will be short, focused, and made for beginners. And for my first episode, I wanted to talk briefly about why I love vanilla JavaScript, and more specifically, why I think JavaScript is ruining the web and what we can do about it. So JavaScript is eating the world, and in the process, it's destroying the web. It's everywhere. We build entire websites from a single HTML file and some JS. We use it to render markup. We use it to generate CSS. JavaScript is on the server, it's on our smart devices, it's in native apps. But it's also the most fragile and unreliable part of the web stack, and our overdependence on it has resulted in a web that's slow, bloated, and easy to break. And it's also a lot harder for people to start working on it. Over the last couple of years, front-end development has gotten a lot more complicated. Preprocessors, module loaders, package managers, ES6, command line tools, single-page apps, CSS and JavaScript, Angular, React, Vue, Cosmic. I made up that last one, but it sounds legit, right? It's exhausting. It makes building for the web harder, it makes the sites and apps we build slower and more fragile, and it makes the web worse. I'm a really big fan of old-school web development. A text editor, a browser, some lightweight CSS, and some vanilla JavaScript linked to with a script tag. And I'm lying a little bit here because I do personally use Gulp as a build tool to combine all of my JavaScript into a single file and minify it. Lets me work with some smaller modular files that I can then just kind of combine together. And I also use Sass for the same reason, primarily just for the modular file aspect and for some lightweight kind of variable type stuff. But I really can't stand, from a modern web development perspective, this requirement that you run tens of megabytes of dependencies and open a terminal window to build a simple site or app. It's slow, it's clunky, it's unnecessary, and it's, I think, a big part of what makes getting started in this field so alienating for new developers. So in future episodes, I'm going to talk about stuff like architecture, design, and code patterns, the problem with CSS frameworks like Bootstrap and Foundation and what you should do instead, the problem with JavaScript frameworks like React and Angular, which ones you should learn, when and why you should use them, if you really even need to learn them at all, how the hidden magic in your favorite libraries and frameworks actually works, and how you can do those same kinds of things with vanilla JavaScript, because a lot of times it's actually just as easy to do stuff with vanilla JS as it is with a library or a framework. And of course, anything else you'd like to know about, head over to vanillajspodcast.com to sign up for email updates and get notified as soon as new episodes are available. This is also the best way to reach me with feedback on the show and anything you'd like to learn more about or have me talk about on a future episode. Once again, that's vanillajspodcast.com. See you next time. Cheers.